Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Thursday, October 16th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. And it'll probably be that today, because there hasn't been much, thanks to an Apple event coming tomorrow. Cord cutters, your prayers have been answered. For next year, HBO's standalone streaming service is coming in 2015. That's right. If you want to watch HBO, as in the HBO Go, you're going to have an option where you don't have to have a cable provider anymore. HBO chairman and CEO Richard Pepler, which I believe is how you say his name, announced that the company would flip the switch on a web-based streaming service next year. He didn't hint what time next year, month, date, or anything as such. Now, this is only going to start rolling out in the U.S. first, so there's not been any other announcements about international availability yet. But in other news, cable and satellite providers, I hear, are very pissed off. Way to go, HBO. It's about time somebody took a step forward. Apple is apparently rolling out a new 3D-like Apple logo design for its upcoming products. According to some anonymous sources, meaning that they're not really a source at all, but hey, we're going to talk about it on the show. Apple's been developing a new cutting and etching technology that will give the Apple logo a 3D-like appearance. But don't expect to be seeing this at tomorrow's Apple event. No, 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 no. All Apple products will start using this new logo in 2015, starting with the next generation iMac. At least that's what the sources said. Speaking of the Apple event, don't forget to tune in tomorrow on BTN Live. Got live coverage of the Apple event starting at 6 p.m. UK time. Yahoo has launched a digital magazine called Yahoo DIY. And the name suggests exactly what it is. It's a do-it-yourself magazine, but there's going to be slideshows and original videos. Oh, isn't that nice? The company is currently planning a three-part series, the Daily Made Shows, the Homemade Shows, and the Katie Made Shows, whatever the hell that is. Now, not to poke too much fun at this, because it is Yahoo, DIY is kind of a niche right now. It's actually one of the most growing categories on the internet of people wanting to do things themselves, so Yahoo's kind of jumping on that bandwagon. However, though, it is Yahoo, so delivering of the content worthy of a mass following remains to be seen. Listen up, Amazon Cloud users. You can now access your photos and videos right through the Amazon Instant Video. That's right, cloud users in the UK, US, and Germany can now access their files directly through the Amazon Instant Video app on the PlayStation 3 and 4, and through some LG and Samsung TVs. Now, those of you that may not be aware, yes, Amazon does have a cloud service, and it's available in really a number of countries, and you can store all your photos there, your videos, your documents, and more, and you even get 5 gigabytes free, $10 for 20 gigabytes and up, and $500 a year for a terabyte of storage. What? Hey, good news for current subscribers. However, though, little hint, you can find a much cheaper rate out there just about anywhere else. Mailbox for Mac OS X is now in public beta. And that pretty much means you don't have to wait for that little token to come through your mail and say, yes, now you can try Mailbox. It is okay. Now, the private beta of Mailbox came 2 months ago on August 20th, and until now, you've had to just wait and wait and wait, kind of reminiscent of when you had Mailbox on your iPhone. But finally, they feel it's good enough to come into public beta. No word yet for a Windows version of Mailbox out there. Windows users, you're just going to have to hold your breath a little while longer. And finally, Comcast. Yes, the evil word in North America. Apparently evil enough that Worcester, Massachusetts does not want Comcast anywhere near its residence. Now, the company is actually seeking a license transfer from Charter as part of the customer swap that's tied with the purchase of Time Warner Cable. But the city council is trying to block it. At a voting the other night, the city councilor Gary Rosen said, "It's a terrible company. It has substandard customer service in many other municipalities." He actually went on to say, "In my opinion, they should not be welcome to the city. Comcast is a wolf in wolf's clothing. It's that bad. They are awful. No doubt about it." Now, Worcester isn't the first city where officials have objected to the merger. Lexington, Kentucky is also another place, which is also served by Time Warner Cable. But officials there are only demanding commitments to improve customer service. In the famous words of Bob Marley, get up, stand up for your rights. Oh, yeah. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget, we got the BTN Big Show tonight. 8 p.m. is the live telecast of that, so you'll definitely want to tune into that. Go to BridgeTechNetwork.com/live to check out the live Big Show. And speaking of show, the new show will be back tomorrow to give you another dose of the best technology news from the past 24 hours. Hint, there'll probably be a lot of Apple news tomorrow, so just bear with me. Until then, have a good Thursday, and thank you for listening.